that's happening. So the ANC's land summit over the weekend has resolved that the constitution does not restrain the party from expropriating land without compensation. The ANC agrees that it should now pass and implement new laws in relation to land reform in the country, and the resolutions of the land summit will now be ratified by the ANC's NEC meeting this week. Advocate Thembeka Ngukatobi, I'm struggling with this name, it's embarrassing, who is the author of a book titled The Land Is Ours, was also part of the summit. Here's a clip of him speaking on the sidelines of the summit.
Constitution Section 25 is a mandate for transformation, but in order for its promise to be realized, it needs concerted government action. What we've been lacking in the past 24 years is concerted government action. So this workshop provides us an opportunity to define the scope of that government intervention. The second big point that arises is that there is no constitutional requirement that we should be paying market-related compensations when land is taken away from people that currently have it for purpose of redistribution. The reason we've paid market-related compensation, making land unaffordable, is because we've not complied with the constitutional requirements. And then the third big point is that the dispensation of expropriation without compensation is clearly contemplated within a constitutional scheme. And so the objective of achieving expropriation without compensation is an objective that can be achieved with very minimal amendments, including legislative changes that I say are urgent and have to be made. There are obviously subsidiary questions that we need to address, one of them being ensuring that land goes to women as well, because a lot of land reform is primarily benefiting men. The other being to ensure that land reform doesn't benefit the elites and that land reform truly benefits the people.
Yeah, there you go. That's Advocate Thembeka Ngukatobi, who is the author of a book titled The Land Is Ours, who was also part of the ANC's land summit over the weekend.